A unanimous call to condemn the acts of terrorism committed in Syria and for the United Nations to put groups such as the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamic Front that are responsible for such acts on the list of terrorist groups and organizations. The first parliamentary meeting, dubbed Friends of Syria, wrapped up in Tehran, while the Russians were keen to officially report this stance to the UN Secretary General, pointing out that the meeting is taking place at a critical time.
This meeting is only a first step, and a long-delayed one too, I might add. It will definitely help us reach common views on the ongoing issues. As parliamentarians, we are close to the public and therefore we can affect public opinion. This is critical because the meeting is being held ahead of the upcoming Interparliamentary Union in Geneva.
Meanwhile, the Syrians took the opportunity to reject foreign interference in their country and insist that, like any other nation in the world, the Syrians themselves should be the ones to determine the future of their country.
Reality talks like the ones held in Geneva should be about condemning the countries that are providing financial support and weapons to the terrorist groups. It's very important to realize that the Syrians are capable of reaching a solution to this crisis. In fact, the process has already begun without even needing foreigners to interfere.
Deadly violence in Syria has reportedly left over 130,000 people killed and millions displaced since March 2011. Western powers and their regional allies, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, are reportedly supporting the militants operating inside Syria.
This is a message that promotes peace. What we are trying to do is to send the U.S. and its allies the message that supporting terrorists and providing them with weapons only results in making them stronger. This will jeopardize peace all over the world, because terrorism does not recognize borders. We hope that they stop supporting these groups so the bloodshed in Syria ends.
The next meeting is set to be held in Moscow in May. The participants of this meeting are hoping to get more countries on board ahead of the upcoming IPU conference in Geneva in order to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.